Chuck and Janelle Hawley.
Not showing me what's going on. That's because all the recordings of our past calls. This is account stuff. No, I don't want account.
Nobody's been on?
Here, it's just us. There you go. When you speak.
8 o'clock.
Kevin Axtell.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Chuck.
How's it going?
It's going very well. And yourself?
Not too bad. We are the only ones here so far.
It's all right. I took the time to look over the motions on the forums and everything.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Hopefully Mike will be joining us to give us an update on
the festival.
Yeah, but we'll see. He usually is pretty good. If he says he might get here, he's been here every time. So,
excellent. Kim's amendment. My only question was, do you think that could bring any further litigation?
Yeah, we gotta. You gotta be kind of careful.
Gotcha,
Anthony.
What we discussed, but yeah, it should be. No, I don't see there being a problem.
Polly.
If we need to discuss more privately, we can use executive discretion
cool.
if we need to.
All right,
so.
I understand.
So, hello, Anthony. Hello, Holly.
Hi.
Ken Ferris.
My first one here?
No, there's a couple of us here, Ken.
Ah, darn, man. Thought I was making it in first this time.
Maybe. Maybe John and Kim yet.
Laird.
Kim.
Hello? Hey, it's Chuck, and who else?
All of us here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still waiting for John, maybe Richard.
Yeah, I saw the email from Richard that he may not make it.
Then I don't know if Martin will be here or Sandy's a maybe too.
Who else is here right now?
Hi, Kim, it's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been good. Things are looking up recently.
Good. Is Janelle there?
I'm here.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling big. I'm feeling good.
Already?
I know.
Sandy Brown.
She's already put on 70 pounds.
Stop it.
On top of the 200 she was already carrying?
Yeah.
Anthony!
Ready for the heavyweight division.
I'm waiting to hear the smack in the background.
Oh, Chuck doesn't hit her anymore.
Oh, I was talking the other way around. Don't mess with the hormones, baby. You should know that, Anthony.
I take my chances.
Well, I guess let's give it just two more minutes and then we'll get started.
Martin Frost.
John Satriano. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Bobby.
Hello. All right. You guys want to get started here?
Sure.
Might as well.
Enough for quorum, so that's not a problem. All right. I will... call the meeting to order at 8:04 p.m. Chuck Hawley, present. Kim Laird?
Here.
John Satriano?
Here.
Anthony Shave?
Here.
Ben Ferris?
Yeah.
Kevin Axtell?
Here.
Ollie Greeley?
Here.
Martin Frost?
Here.
And Sandy Brown?
Here.
And absent is Richard Kennison so far. Board members. Okay, I move to approve the agenda. Can I get a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Did everybody see that it was that John and Kim's motions were added today?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's put it to a vote. Anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Motion passes. All right, the approval of the February 18th minutes, that's from two meetings ago. We're going to do both of those. So I'm going to move to approve both the February 18th and March 18th minutes of
I'll
this
second.
Year. Can I
I'll
get a second?
Yep, got it.
Okay. Any discussion? There was a. What was the correction made? Was just for the date for the next meeting? Yeah, mm-hmm. Date for the next meeting. One of them was wrong, but that was fixed. All right. Do a vote. Anybody opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Motion passes. Let's move on to reports. Sandy, do you want to go first?
Yeah. The only report I have is pretty much the email I sent out today, which I will be the IJA store will be closed for merchandise because I'll be out of the country from April 30th till June 3rd. So if somebody, I'm having Don put a newsletter announcement about that. If somebody could put that in the news section, please, as soon as possible, because if it's not put in, then people send in an order. And, hey, Martin, maybe I could have, do you receive distributor.org at juggle.org emails?
No.
I'm wondering if for that month, if we could have David add you onto that, just in case there's...
Okay, someone asked a question?
Yeah, in case somebody asks a question or, you know, something slips through the cracks or whatever. I think everything should be caught up. I have all festival regional packages sent out for festivals, and I've sent out the June boxes. But if you wouldn't, maybe we could get David to do that if the board doesn't mind me tagging, having Martin tagged on to distributor.org.
Distributor at juggle.org. I don't mind. I assume there's not very much traffic.
Oh, well, there's DVDs, 2008 DVDs and, you know, things like that. Not a whole lot, but be handy. I just don't want anybody to be left hanging out there because because I'm not around, you know. So the store will be closing in 2 weeks.
Does anybody else have a supply of the 2008 DVDs that they could be mailing while you're gone? I mean, it's not a big deal, but if somebody orders just that DVD...
I have a few, Martin. I have probably two dozen.
Two dozen?
Yeah.
Well, that's more than...
Yeah, John, I sent you some. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
John, would you be willing to mail? I mean, we'll probably only sell two or three. Who knows? But would you be willing to mail those? I can let you know if the order for those come in.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
That's
so, my... Then if 2007 orders come in, I would really recommend just having people wait for the month because then we're going to have to, you're really going to have to communicate with everybody and just say, oh, the 2007s aren't available, but the 2008s are. I mean, John, you might get...
I do have a bunch of 2007s as well.
Hey, if you want to take it over, that's fine. But, you know, it just...
I've even got a bunch of Juggle Visions, and those are our three products, right?
Yeah, if you want to do it, that's great. Then we would just have to shut down magazines.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, and you know, random other stuff like the Site Swap DVDs and Trailblazers. And
right.
John doesn't have those, so let's if an order comes in that John can fulfill, let's just have him do it.
Okay, cool.
You know, the only question then is, what happens if an order that he can half fulfill? Do we make them just wait? We ship them two different orders.
Yeah, that's up to you. I'll do whatever you want. No,
I'd say let's just make such people wait the rest of the month because it gets confusing if half shipped. So only if
right.
ship the entire order, John, will we do that. That's my suggestion.
Sounds good.
Yeah. However you guys want to work it out, that's fine. And then, Martin, you can get back to me on if the other orders shouldn't be coming in then, right? I mean, there should just be DVD orders. Oh, yeah, unless somebody... Well, there still should be something that says only DVDs going out.
Yeah. Well, we'll just say the store is closed, but we'll surprise them if, you know, if something comes in that we can fulfill.
Okay. If you guys want to work it out, that's fine with me. And that's the only thing about the store? Everything else is taken care of. I still need to get in touch with David about putting up a page regarding regional festivals so that people can apply for stuff online instead of just an occasional request coming in. You know, there needs to be more of a standard policy procedure to do that. And I did send him something about a month and a half ago, but he never responded, and I've been really busy. So I'll try to get that going before I leave.
What's this about? Sorry, I didn't understand that.
Festival page telling people that they can request festival raffle prizes.
Raffle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that hasn't been done yet, but it will be done. And John and I were going to work on that. So
that's probably a good idea to put something like that in the newsletters next to the festivals to encourage, advertisement.
Yeah, because right now I'm sending out some really good stuff to people. I mean, in one Mike's been calling it the IJA Festival Love Package, and I really like that. And so I've been putting in the 2008 World Juggling Day shirts, the festival shirts, and 2007 and 8 DVDs, the knife in a bag from John from Winston-Salem. So they get a really pretty good box of IJA stuff.
Cool.
And festival brochures, Winston-Salem festival brochures.
Nice.
What about the trading cards, Sandy? Do you still have any of those?
Any of what?
The trading cards.
I have all of the trading cards.
I wonder if we should think about sending out sets of trading cards to some of the big people.
Yeah. We never figured out what to do with them. You know, we have them.
It's for games.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
A great idea. Would save IJA some money. Well, yeah, why not? I'll bring some to Winston-Salem, and in the meantime, we can think about. That's a great idea. Yeah, we should do that if Mike's up for it.
I'm sure Mike would love free things that would keep his budget down a little bit. Every little bit counts.
Yeah.
So. Wait. Yeah, we have a lot of those. Johnny, didn't we? We put together. We have 1,200 sets. And how many do we give away in Winston-Salem? Why don't we give away like 100?
I think at the end of the week we estimated that we probably had about half of them left.
Yeah, I have them all sitting here, so I'll start batching them up.
Sandy, did you get my email with the address?
I did, and they went out today, Anthony.
Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome. So, other than that, I'll talk to you guys in June. I'd like to listen, if you don't mind, for a while, and then I'll talk to you in June, and then I'll see you in July.
Sandy, where are you heading?
Going to Nepal and Tibet.
Oh, excellent. Is this yearly now for you to go over there?
Yeah, it's my time of year to go get some mojo.
Very cool. Bring some pictures to Winston-Salem so we can share them over.
Martin.
I will.
Over.
And it's gonna be a really long trip. And then at the festival, I'm going to spend the week working under John in production. So John and I will pretty much be in the theaters from Tuesday till.
Are you going to be with working on championship stuff too?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the theater all week with John. Yeah.
Then I will be seeing you over there too. We'll talk. Excellent.
We'll talk.
All right. Okay, Hall. You're done then, Sandy?
I'm done. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Holly, would you like to go next?
Sure. I sent out an email, and I apologize for the short lead time on my report, but I sent the March balance sheet and profit and loss, and we are showing a loss year-to-date through the end of March of $10,583.42, but that includes some money owed to the Afghan Mobile Mini Circus of $1,074.70. So the loss is actually just under $12,000 year to date. Our general operating fund cash balance as of the end of March was $30,102.84. Sorry, and as of today is $30,961.43. So it's just a little bit higher than it was at the end of March, but most of the recurring bills get paid at the end of the month, so that'll be down by, you know, some number depending on how festival registration goes between now and the end of the month. I have not transferred any monies from the Life Member Fund. That hasn't been necessary yet. Membership through the end of March was down about 15% compared to last year at that time. Fest revenue was way down at the end of March compared to last year, but so much of that is due to the change in the deadline that I'm not sure that we can really make any comparison until the end of April when that first deadline comes. And then the last thing is that I got an email from Alan Howard because I've been waiting on his accounting for ad income and international postage. And he's having some difficulty collecting ad dollars from a couple of folks. And it turns out that our contract with him states that we will assist, if necessary, in collection of those ad dollars, including prohibiting vendors from participating in the festival, if that's necessary. So at some point between now and the festival, that requires some follow-up to see where he's at with collections and see if we need to do anything like that. And that's all I've got, unless there are any questions.
Holly, I'm willing to work with Alan to try and get those delinquent revenues up to date.
Okay, I'll leave.
If that's all right with the rest of the board.
Fine.
Yep.
I'll leave that for you and Alan to work out then how you want to do that.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's all. Any other questions for Holly? Okay. Do you want to do a magazine report now, Anthony?
Yeah, I and Janelle, if you want, I can type this up because I didn't type anything up. But basically, you know, I've gone out to a number of bidders for both a print magazine and a digital magazine, and you know, the guys for the print magazine, they wanted some samples, so I got together with Sandy, and we've that's what we were just talking about. We've sent some samples in the mail. So I haven't heard anything back from any of them on prices yet. I did get a quote for one of the digital magazine people, and it was like $300 per issue. So the amount of stuff that they're including is ridiculous. They're including digital archiving. They're including all kinds of, you know, I'd have to look at it. There's so much, like the demographic statistics. You know, who's looking at it the most, how long, how often, that kind of stuff. The other thing that's nice about it is that, you know, if we do go with something that's digital and a print version, then we can solicit two different sets of advertisers. The way Kim and I did a rough analysis just looking at the numbers that Alan had sent us, and basically it's, I'm not sure how we can afford a print magazine at the prices that Alan's charging. So either we're looking at reducing Alan's level of responsibility, or we're looking at changing the name and finding someone else that'll do it cheaper. The other option is we did also find there was a volunteer that came forth and said that he'd be willing to help with the with some of the editing. So I don't know if a magazine team could be formed, and I don't know how sustainable it would be. But as of right now, there's still a lot of questions in the air that will probably start to get answered once I get the quotes back from the print version vendors. And that's about it.
Anthony, did you get the emails that I sent to you today? Actually, I just sent one to you about a half hour ago with an update.
I got no emails today. I was in New York City arguing with the Brazilian consulate for about 6 hours.
Okay, because I did get response back from TN Printing.
Okay.
They're willing to go as low as 250 print magazines and going up 250 magazine increments from there. So the prices are there. Their biggest problem right now with what we requested from them is they cannot do 48 pages.
They can't do what?
They can't do 48 pages as we currently have it. They would need to go to 52 and do mostly color, but it comes out cheaper than what we're paying for print right now.
The thing is, with the ambiguity to everyone and everyone here, I'm having difficulty actually defining what the boundaries of what Alan Howard actually does. You know, and what he'd be willing to do in some sort of new form. So, I mean, in the quotes that they gave you, Kim, what did that include? Just printing?
That is printing, yeah. It's printing and the shipping out. That, of course, would not count the postage to ship out.
No layout, no design, no art.
No, they would get everything ready to roll.
Okay.
Pretty much the way our printer does now.
Okay. Okay. Martin, did you, again, I haven't been able to check my email. Did you get my email about whether or not we can get a PDF version of some old magazine?
Yeah, I replied, and I said basically you need to talk to Alan Howard.
Okay, so go to Alan directly for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this new potential printer, I missed some of this stuff. It's cheaper, even if with 52 pages, Kim says. Does that, you know, this is just comparing against the printing.
Sullivan?
This is just comparing against the price of the printing that Alan mentioned that he said, and I don't remember what that number is. So suppose that printing cost were zero, how much would we save?
I'm sorry, what was that last part of that?
If the printing cost were zero, how much would we save?
I think it comes out to like $3,300 per issue.
Mm-hmm.
So $3,300 times four, you're talking $12,000.
Okay, $12,000 is not a lot in the...
No, I know. We still don't have enough to look at the whole picture, which is why I haven't called John and Holly about the what we can or can't afford, because we don't have the quotes in yet. I'd like to base my decisions on more than just one quote, if possible.
Have you talked to Alan Howard at all about?
No, and that's another step that needs to happen as well.
Yeah, I would try to give him a call and engage him on some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, because in the end, a lot of things are going to depend on what he says, whether or not we get to keep the name Juggle, whether or not we don't get to keep the name Juggle, whether he can still do something in a reduced capacity, whether he'll even give us maybe lower his price, which I don't know how likely that is, but a lot of things are going to depend on him. And even if we decide to go with some other format, you know, he still has access to a whole crapload of very good information that's useful to whoever is producing the magazine.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, I think Alan's going to be a key person there just because of all the contacts he has with the current magazine and all that stuff. So.
Yep. No doubt.
Need to figure out. Yeah, he'd be the next person to talk to. Okay. Well, we're getting some movement forward on this, and you know, keep us up to date and send us up.
Yeah, I will. I will print that up, Janelle, and get it to you by Friday, if that's okay.
Good with that. Okay. Now, Anthony, is anything else?
I think that's about it. So, I mean, most of the next steps are still me, and then I will contact people as I need to.
Okay. Sounds good. Mike, did I hear you come in?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
How you doing? Want to go next to the festival report?
Yeah, well, I don't have anything to add to what I sent out. Sorry for the double sending yesterday. I was having some email problems because of a storm here. So if you had a chance to look at that, I'd be happy to answer questions or anything else.
I have not had a chance to read through the whole thing. I glanced through some of it, but
well, in summary, everything's going really, really good, and we're just waiting for registrations to come in before April 30th. That will give us a good gauge of how well attendance should look because it's our first early sales pricing cutoff.
Yeah, I think come the end of April, that's going to be a real telling time for a lot of things going on in the organization, so we'll see.
Yeah,
how
Martin, when's your plan to send out that text email with the reminder?
Shortly.
Okay, great.
Time.
And hey, Martin, did you send out the postcards?
No, Mike was offering to do that, and I'm not sure that got clarified. The suggestion on the forum was to not do the more expensive mailing of the newsletter, but to send the postcards to people who don't have email addresses.
Okay.
Mike, can you do that? You offered.
Yes, I can do it.
Okay.
I'll send them out tomorrow, and they should be mailed in the next few days by the internet mailing guy, and hopefully everybody will get them by the end of the month.
So, you know, you could mention the festival in there, but mostly it's we're trying to get their email addresses so they can get the newsletter.
Right.
Then, Mike, as far as your last two questions, we'll have an answer for you by the end of the week. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody have any questions for Mike?
Right. Well, if you do, think of something later. Just shoot me an email or give me a call. Always happy to talk to anybody.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, thank you all. Good night.
Thanks. All right. Does anybody have any other reports to give? All right. Then let's move on to motions. Kim Laird moves to append the IJA Bylaws Article 3, Item 3, to read. Vote for appointment of the Board of Directors. Board of Directors shall be elected by those members entitled to vote at the annual meeting. Individuals shall be nominated for the Board of Directors by any member in good standing for 1 year or more. Nominees must be an IJA member in good standing. Each member entitled to vote may cast one ballot in the election of directors, so on and so forth. The key here is that the change is nominees must be an IJA member in good standing. This wording was not in there before. Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, 10 seconds. Let's open this up for discussion. First of all, I'll put it out there. Is there anybody who doesn't understand what this is saying? Okay, then let's open this up for discussion. Would anybody like to start?
Well, let me just say, and I did put this in the email, that, you know, this has bothered me for at least 2 years now since the now-defunct Bylaws Committee took a look at this. And it was explained to me that it was left open because if you need to bring a professional onto the board or something for some reason, you can do that because they don't have to be a member. However, it's just as easy to give them a gift membership, you know, if that's the case, which we have done since I've been on the board, not for someone to join the board, but for someone to gain access to the forums and what's going on within the organization. And that's why I feel this needs to be there. That's it in short.
Yeah, I agree totally. I mean, if they for some reason had to be on the board, then, give them a gift membership. Or if it was going to be something like we had kicked around the idea of maybe hiring an outside person to run the day-to-day operations, mm-hmm. I don't see why they would have to be on the board. They could do the job and be under the board, and no reason that they would have to be a member. You know, like CEOs of companies aren't necessarily on the board of directors, kind of thing. I hope that made sense.
Is there any requirement for a specific length of time in this bylaw change?
No, it just says nominees must be an IJA member in good standing.
Okay, thanks.
So, in other words, you could become a member yesterday.
I don't see any problem with it, but I just want to correct a point of fact. I'm not aware of any gift memberships that have been given away, unless maybe we've given away some as a World Juggling Day gift. That's the only thing I can think of. Does anybody else know of any
Was the parliamentarian given a membership so that he could access the forum?
Not a membership.
Yes, no, I think that's...
You wouldn't need a membership to access the forum. You know, we can give you access to the forum without membership.
That's true, we can, but there was that the parliamentarian was given.
Yeah.
I think that's because, Martin, I think you and I talked about this, and we wondered just about that ethically giving somebody access to the board if they weren't a member. Did we have a conversation about that?
About access to the forum?
Yeah, that people shouldn't be given access to the forum because I'm not sure I recall, but I do know that the parliamentarian was given a gift membership.
I mean, if we have a professional performing service we're paying for, I don't see a problem with them having access to our forum for business purposes. I mean, if it's a personal thing, that's a different story. But if we're employing someone and basically we have to give them the information, I don't see there being a problem with us giving them access to our records.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
It's just like if it were the written financial records and we hadn't, you know, we were paying an accountant, say, Holly, for example. Holly wouldn't necessarily need to be a member, be our bookkeeper.
And I don't think guest memberships are the best idea in general, but, you know, membership is so inexpensive in the IJA that if somebody wants to be on the board of directors, you know, that certainly should be a much bigger commitment than $35 a year or whatever pittance we charge for membership. So, you know, I don't see a problem with them. I just don't see a problem with requiring membership.
Yeah.
I just found it to be very odd that we required the person making the nomination to be a member in good standing, but anyone could be nominated for the board. They don't need to be a member at this point.
He just asked the question, should there be a period of time that somebody should be a member? I mean, you know, I mean, should there be at least 30 days or something? I mean, I don't know. I just pose it as a question.
I wrestled with that thought when I first wrote this last, you know, the other day. So I'm open to that suggestion.
Well, that's where we start to hinder bringing in a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Because then, you know, then he's got to wait out the time period. And yeah, there's no reason for that. If we want to bring him in, let's just bring him in.
Well, and I'm sorry, 30 days is just sort of a bureaucratic issue. I mean, if we're talking about a year, then it takes sort of more of a commitment and thinking ahead. I mean, it makes a difference, but, you know, you give 30 days, what's the difference there?
So what's the point of having a 30-day limit?
Right.
Minimum. Is there any benefit to having a 30-day minimum?
Don't necessarily see one.
I think it would only be for show, and that's not a worthwhile reason.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, basically, the motion is intended to restrict the board of directors to people who want to be members in the IJA and can be members in the IJA. So let's keep it at that.
Yep.
Makes perfect sense to me.
All right. Anybody else have any discussion on this? All right. Then let's put it to a vote. Anybody opposed?
I have a question. Sorry.
All right.
Could you read the motion again? Because I think it had a mistake in it. It said append instead of amend.
It reads amend. Chuck read it as append.
Okay, good. Okay.
Sorry about that. It says amend here. Kim Laird moves to amend the IJA bylaws, Article 3, Item 3, to read, and changes in caps, goes through what's existing. And then the important part is that nominees must be an IJA member in good standing. Difference.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Anything else? Okay, let's put this to a vote. Is anybody opposed? Anybody abstain? Right? Motion passes unanimously. All right, on to our next motion. John Satriano proposes the IJA contract with Ivan Pacell to record and produce a festival video for 2009 using JCO as a voluntary videographer covering his travel, room, and festival package for the week, and a third cameraman operator who will receive a festival package in return for working the shows only. Contract is attached, and all of the ins and outs of the contract were posted today. So if anybody has any questions on that specifically, I prefer not to read through all four pages of that. would someone like to second that?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion is open.
John?
Yeah.
Did we provide JCO with a room in the past?
I'm sorry, Martin?
Did we provide JCO with a room at the fest in the past?
Last year.
In 2008. In 2007, what happened was we approved a contract that Andrew Conway recommended. The contract was written by Alan Plotkin. The contract allowed Alan Plotkin to hire an assistant, and there were some things that Alan was able to offer him that we were going to pay for. I think it was hotel room for the week. Alan went and hired Jay, and he didn't offer him those things. He just offered him a festival package. Jay really worked his tail off that whole week in 2007. And after the festival, some of us noticed that, that Alan had cleared this potential payment for an assistant, but then had hired an assistant without offering it to him. We all felt so bad, a lot of us on the board felt so bad, that we literally, out of the blue, volunteered to pay Jay's travel and room for that week of 2007. And then in 2008, we did the same thing. Yeah, in 2008, we just did it as part of the plan. Does that make sense?
For all the work that Jay does running around all week long, I know him personally, I know he loves doing it, but I think it's the least we can do, I think the organization is getting a great deal out of it, too.
Yeah, he's literally not really a participant at the festival. I don't know if you'll see him juggle at all. He just works the entire week. And, I think, like Chuck says, paying his travel is the least we can do. We are lucky to have him. He also just bought a $3,500 camera, literally to match the camera that was used last year, so that he could be involved again this year with no cost, so that the IJA didn't have to get involved with camera costs.
Yeah, he comes in with buying a lot of equipment for his own, and I don't know how much he does outside of a couple of juggling festivals a year, so maybe he does more, but it's certainly a benefit to us.
Yeah, no, he doesn't make any money off of it. He's just a...
Right.
Just an amateur.
Doing it for fun. Mm-hmm. So, and then do we have another camera operator?
Yeah, I think Henry will probably
gotcha.
Do it.
Okay. What's Henry's last name?
Good question. I have it here somewhere, but I can't.
Okay, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Any other discussion on this?
Is this pretty much similar to the same contract that Ivan had last year? Or?
Yeah, it's exactly the same as last year, except that last year we had Ivan himself didn't come to the festival last year.
Oh.
So we hired a professional videographer, John Hickey.
Okay.
And John came, and then we hired Ivan to do the editing.
Ah, okay.
So what I did with this year was I combined the two contracts into one.
Okay.
But it's all the same terms.
Okay, cool.
And are we covering Ivan's travel and hotel room in this?
Just his hotel room. He'll cover his travel.
Okay. And we did the same for John Hickey last year?
Actually, for John, we just paid him up front. We didn't cover his hotel room. But Ivan is willing to take, you know, $1,500 less for the whole job. So it's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, works for us. Anybody else have any thoughts, questions? Right, then
now, basically, I think we've come down to the point here is, do we want a video for 2009? And I don't think we're going to save a lot of money if we don't do it, because we're still going to have to get Jay to videotape. We're still probably going to want Ivan to actually do the, you know, do the setting up of the videotaping. We'll get a much better product if we do, and it's not going to cost us much less.
Yeah, and the production. I mean, and this is a discussion that can happen again next year, and they'll have a little bit more lead time into it. So, for all of those who definitely are returning, and Kim who may return next year, something to keep in mind. You know, start addressing this maybe in September, but definitely get it done before February.
Yeah.
So. Okay. If there's no other discussion, then let's put it to a vote. Is there anybody against this? Anybody abstain?
I'm going to abstain. I didn't get to read anything.
Motion passes. So, Varia, I had magazine contract down here, but... discussed that earlier. The only other thing I had down here is the grant writing position. I'm not sure. I will email Richard and ask him if he ever got a hold of his person. I will give you the. Richard's not here, are you? I didn't think so. One of my wife's best friends has a sister who has done some grant writing for some nonprofits and gotten some grants. So basically, she emailed me some information. I gave her some stuff and asked her for some information. There are grants that are of certain grants that are available that have a percentage of the grant applied with administrative money connected to the grant. And if we get one of those, we could have a grant writer basically that works for free, but gets a percentage of the grant, usually 3 to 8%. However, some grants don't allow that at all. There's two ways you can sort of typically pay a grant writer. There's hourly plus a commission, and the other one is just an hourly rate at a higher rate without commissions that don't allow administration fees. So that's kind of how she's done it, which is kind of like a part-time job for her so she can be sort of a stay-at-home mom. You know, we could look into doing this as a full volunteer position if we want to, and then if the grant had administration fees, we could certainly offer that to the grant writer. I got a bunch of other information here of where you can get grants, and she was sort of throwing out some ideas, and what I'll do is I'll forward this out to Board Plus, and sort of summarize what I've gotten. But, I think for it to work, we need someone who's going to want to do grant writing and who is going to have the attitude, if I get some money out of this, great, but not be able to bank on it. Because unless someone has a lot of experience and knows, it doesn't look like I don't see us being able to honestly put it out there as a money-making possibility, because I think it would take a lot of lot more work and experience to get good at it. One thing she did say is that when she does her grants, the first grant takes a lot of time. And then after she gets the first one down, especially with the government grants, she can sort of tweak the grant. The more she does, she's able to sort of adjust what she's already written sort of work. So it would take some considerable upfront work to kind of get it started, but if we had someone who could sort of make it last, we could possibly get it to work. We can get it to maybe work in the long run. But I'll send this information out. I don't know. It might be bad to put out for a grant writer, but anybody else have any thoughts on it?
Well, the other thing... Go ahead, Holly.
Just a word of caution, if you're looking at government grants, it may end up requiring an audit, which is mm-hmm. another cost that you need to be aware of.
Yep.
Okay.
Government grants require that the books be audited, which I don't think is a bad thing. It's just it'll cost.
When we say cost, what are we looking at in terms of cost for an audit?
Well, you know, the two organizations that I've hired auditors for recently are paying between $5,000 and $7,000. Nonprofit.
The other thing that we have to keep in mind, too, is in order to get a grant, you have to have a program that a grantor is willing to give money to. Currently, we don't have programs like that. The closest thing we have is our Cascade of Stars show with bringing in performers from outside of the United States. Richard did email everyone, and I don't... Chuck, did you receive that email?
About?
That he may not be able to make the meeting tonight and about him talking to his grant writing person?
I quickly read that he wasn't going to be able to make it, but I didn't get farther in there.
Okay, yeah. In there, he had suggested... He said he has spoken with Jessica Hentoff,
okay.
Which is his person. Grants have to be for specific projects, which, you know, we've discussed before. Now, his person is saying that technically a grant writer cannot be given a percentage of the awarded grant, and that payment would have to come from a different pot of money. And it was Richard's opinion in his email that the best candidate project for a grant would be Juggle Magazine, because it's historical documentation of juggling, which could possibly work. It may be a little bit of a stretch, but it could possibly work. But we need programming to actually go after grants. We kind of have to develop those things first and know what do we want to get grant money for and make sure we have those projects in the works.
Okay, and if that means developing more things for the IJA to do right now, that means we're going to probably need more volunteers to do that.
Yeah, it's an ugly catch-22, but it needs to be done. I mean, I think that's part of our problem right now is that we don't have things to get us out there. I spoke, not the last meeting, but the meeting before, you know, about school programming and that. If we had, and I am working on a written proposal of this right now to hopefully present to the board next month, if we have a working school programming, assembly program type of thing to go out there on the road, that can easily be a grantable type of project. Like I said, we may be able to get away with juggle, or if our archives had a public display area somewhere.
I think the Juggle Magazine project would be a great one.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Right.
Because otherwise...
That's our most expensive cost.
I think, you know, we sort of need someone to lead this first and foremost, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is right now, so I don't know. Anybody else have any other thoughts? Okay. I'll send out this information that I got in this email, and it's something to keep in mind and possibly throw some ideas out there on the forum, see if anything... Get any nibbles of anything. Is there anything else anybody wants to bring up?
I wanted to bring up the Dieter Tasso Award.
Mm-hmm.
I guess situation is that, you know, Dieter Tassa was one of the people listed on the list of awards that the awards committee turned over to the board of directors. We okayed them. The award winners have all been notified. Now, I guess one of them, Dieter Tassa, can't make the festival, and the awards committee is suggesting that we literally take the award away from him. I think that's, I don't know, insane. Is anybody else even considering not giving an 81-year-old juggler his due award for the achievements that he's...
Well, I think maybe I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt in this thought here is that, you know, based on some of the things that have come up in the past years with us wanting to see, you know, more award winners at the festival, maybe they sort of gone overboard and said, okay, yeah, we got him, let's do it. Then, okay, forget it, we'll just drop the award. And maybe they're sort of reacting to input in the past. But I agree. I think we should keep it. It's something we offered. It's something we feel he deserved. And just because, you know, he's a little too successful for us doesn't mean he gets jobs. Doesn't mean we should take it away from him.
Right.
Wasn't there talk though of just not necessarily taking it away, but possibly postponing it to a festival that he could come to?
Well, you know, I hear you, but.
He is 81. I get it.
even if he was, you know, 41, who knows what's going to happen next year? You know what I mean? I mean, we've told him that he's going to get this award,
yeah.
And now we're going to tell him, no, you're not going to get the award. And maybe in the future, if you can make it to a festival, we'll give it to you then. But you know, that just doesn't make sense.
No,
I'm fine with giving it to him. The only reason I sent out the email that was sent back on March 11th. Was just to remind people, you know, of what the committee, or more specifically Dave Finnegan, had passed on to us. So, but yeah, I'm fine with giving it to them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I understand it's nice if they can come, but you know, let's not go crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I think it may have been an overreaction because there were so many people receiving awards last year who were not at the fest.
Right.
And that was a comment on the post-fest survey, and also, you know, it very well was probably an overreaction.
Okay. Well, all right. Sounds like nobody else really wants to.
And if anybody else has an issue, please let me know, you know, in the next day or so. Otherwise, I'll email the committee and let them know that we'd like to keep it, sort of give a general feelings here, but. If anybody has an issue with it, please email me and take care and just let me know. And otherwise, I'll take care of it at the end of this week. So, one other thing is I will be out of some email contacts starting from Saturday to next Wednesday. We're going away for a little while, so I'll have limited email, but I'll be back next week. So just giving everybody a heads up on that as well. One last thing I want to bring up is that I talked to someone about taking over, who I thought would be interested in possibly taking over the stage championships for next year. He did not want to do that. So I think I'm going to open it up on the e-newsletter, at least, because I decided that, you know, with a kid coming into my life, I don't know that I'm going to have the time to do it. So just wanted to let everybody know that, and I'm probably going to, you know, put something out on the in the e-newsletter as well. So, but I will be doing it this year, assuming that the kid isn't actually here yet. I thought
that position was up to the discretion of the fest director.
It is technically, and however... Having somebody in place would be good, considering that rules have been adopted to do it a certain way, and to change that around would be difficult. So it's the one spot that's kind of different because we do have board-approved rules. And for
yeah,
them,
actually championships, the championships director is not chosen by the festival director. That's up to the board.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's not what I've heard.
When we made Chuck the championships director, it was the board that made him.
That's not true. It was Richard.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No. We approved the committee to change the championships rules. But
We might not have said that correctly then, because really the championships should not be in the, you know, the rules and the way the championship runs shouldn't be on the festival director's hands. You know what I mean?
Pardon real quick. This is Kevin. My phone just died out. I'm going to log out and use another phone. I'll be right back.
Okay.
For the 4 years that I've been on the board, I don't remember the board ever approving the championships director.
Well, that's because we only had one change. But,
right.
But as far as I'm concerned, that position should be up to the board to change, not the festival director. There's just, just too much opportunity for, I don't even know how to say it. It's just too much for the festival director. He's concerned with putting together a good festival, and the championships are really beyond that, you know.
I could certainly agree with that. Then the question is, do we have people apply for the position, and then if they get it, it's approval?
Kevin?
Yeah, I would think so. That's what I'd like to see anyway.
Aside from the way, you know, if it approved or how the position is appointed, ideally it would be good if we could have somebody, you know, in place at least the week of the festival to see how things go in action if they're there, which would be great. But, you know, we can see who we want to do that, and then we can certainly put it out as a possibility and have it go through Laura and let Laura know to send us the people who have replied. That seem like a good way for everybody else? If so, that's what I'll do.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
I'll talk to Laura and talk to Don about getting that together then, too.
And by the way, Chuck, thanks. I think you've done a really spectacular job with the championships.
Thanks.
You put them together in a way that very few other people could have. It really came together well.
Thank you.
Hey, golf club.
All right. So, anybody else have anything else to discuss before we look towards next meeting? All right. So, next meeting, next month. Does anybody have a day they can't do? The 13th, 20th, and 27th.
I can't do the 13th.
And how does the 20th sound? Does that sound good with everybody?
Good with me.
Sounds good.
Yeah, good. 20th is better than the 27th for me.
That's the way I'm feeling, too. All right.
I'm good.
Okay, so let's schedule the 20th of May for our next meeting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Daylight.
The day, no. Are we standard now? Yeah.
Good question. I think so.
Martin's gone now, so. So we have those answers. All right. So I will move to adjourn the meeting. Anybody opposed? All right. Thanks, guys. I'll see you next month.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
One.